Hello everyone, my name is Rio. Welcome to my podcast. The name is still in the works, but I'm pretty sure I found one I really like. I'll keep you guys posted on that. The name is going to be in the podcast when I release the episode, but you know what I mean. First off, I want to start by saying I'm still trying to figure out how this whole thing works. Bottom line, got my mic on Friday, wasn't home for the weekend, couldn't record anything. So now it's Tuesday night and I'm kind of just seeing how everything goes, and I'm using GarageBand, which I've never used before. I have no idea how to use GarageBand, so we're gonna figure this out together. This is obviously the first episode, and it's sort of going to be a quote-unquote pilot episode, just sort of to introduce the podcast and myself, of course. So I'm going to talk a little bit about myself, because if you know me, you know I just love talking about myself. But anyways, I will also be explaining the concept and the vision that I have for this fun little project, as I like to call it, as well as why I'm even doing this and sort of just the overall vibe for this whole thing. And like I just said, I'm going to start off by just talking about myself, introducing myself, and just letting you guys know some little facts that might give you some insight as to who I am and why I do the things I do, so you guys can understand me better. My name is Rio. I already said that at the beginning. I'm just gonna say it again, just because I feel like my name is a big part of who I am. Even though that might sound a little silly, I just feel like the name Rio just fits me so well. And it's always fun meeting new people. They're always like, oh, Rio like Brazil, or Rio like the movie. Some people have even said, oh my god, like Rio like the Duran Duran song. I'm just like, yeah, like Rio like all those things. And take a shot every time I say like. I have a serious problem with saying like, and I will try to cut that out of the podcast as much as possible, because listening to it back and editing it is really, really annoying. However, back to talking about myself. I am 17. I will be turning 18 though, October 16th. So it's October 5th right now. So in 11 days, I'll be 18. I'll be legal in 157 countries, if you must know. Since my birthday is October 16th, I am a Libra. I am a proud Libra, actually, but I will tell you my big six. I am a Libra Sun, Cancer Moon, Pisces Rising, Libra Mercury, Scorpio Venus, and finally, I'm a Pisces Mars. Now, I think you should keep in mind my Scorpio Venus and my Pisces Mars, because I think that's really important to understanding how I am and just the things that we're going to talk about in this podcast. I think it's a placement, it's two placements that you should keep in mind. And also, I think it's also worth mentioning that I have a stellium in my 8th house and a stellium in my 12th house, which I argue are probably some of the worst houses to have stelliums in and just placements in. So, you know, just keep my birth chart in mind if you're really into that. We will be touching upon boys' birth charts as we go on, but I will get into that a little bit more when I introduce the podcast itself. So I am originally from Cuba. I actually was born in Cuba and I lived there till I was 9. Now, I don't think this is relevant to the podcast, but it's relevant to me and part of my identity, so I think it's worth mentioning. When I was 9, I moved to New Jersey, more specifically a town called West New York, New Jersey. Now, I hate to be this type of New Jerseyan who says they lived 15 minutes away from the city, but it is in fact true. I mean, the town I lived in, quite literally, the name is quite literally West New York. You could see the skyline from my town. I lived in one of the towns that was by the river, okay? I'm not some Bergen County bitch who lives in the suburbs and is saying that she's 15 minutes away from the city. No. Like, I lived face to face from the city. Unfortunately though, my New Jersey days are far behind me, as I moved to Houston, Texas this summer, and I also attend school in the South, so it's not even like I'm going to school in the Northeast. So that will bring a little bit of spice later on when I start talking about my Texas dating life, because it certainly is interesting to say the least. Now let's talk about music, because music is something that's really important to me, and actually so important that if you know me or you don't know me, I did musical theater in high school, since I went to a technical high school that had all sorts of different majors. Mine just happened to be performing arts, and inside the performing arts, more specifically, my major was musical theater. Safe to say, though, I hated musical theater, actually. I hated the teacher. I hated just everything about it. I wasn't really my thing. I was a girl who liked to sing, and I auditioned for the program. I got in for the program. I tried switching out of the program. Didn't really work out, though. So I just had to stick with musical theater in order to stay in that high school. And I can't even sit here and tell you that it was the right choice for me, because my mental health just went down the drain in that program. But here I am. I made it. And now I have a newly found passion for music. I hate singing now because of musical theater, because that's all I did for 4 years. And I mean, I wouldn't say I'm amazing, but I did audition for the program. I got in for the program. I sang my ass off for 4 years. So that's that. I know it's a lot to process. I was a theater kid in high school. I hate to say it, but I do like to mention that I was never in any productions, because that was just not really my vibe. I will say I loved my musical theater class. They're great. If any of you are listening to this, shout out to you for just making musical theater a little bit better, because I absolutely hated it. But thanks to you guys, I was able to just stick it out a little bit longer, and I graduated as a musical theater major. Enough about musical theater. We are never going to be talking about musical theater ever again in this podcast, so do not fret on that end. But back to the topic of music, I like every genre of music for the most part. I'm not really a fan of trap, and I don't really listen to rap too much. I think I listen more to like R&B and hip hop. I wouldn't really say rap, although I do listen to some rappers. Like, I would say in the hip hop genre, my favorite artists would be like Kanye West, Don Toliver, Jack Harlow, and I absolutely love Mac Miller. He is one of my favorite artists of all time. I also love Frank Ocean, but I think that's more like, I don't really know where I would put Frank Ocean. I have to Google that, to be honest, but like R&B-ish. So my favorite artists, at the moment, at least, but they have been my favorite for a few years now, are Taylor Swift, Frank Ocean, Rex Orange County, and Mac Miller, like I just mentioned. A lot of you are gonna hate me, because a lot of people in high school hated me for this, but I love country music. Shout out Molly for being the only person in high school that liked country music, because it's just not common in New Jersey for people to like country music. So shout out Molly, you rock. So I dabble, I guess. Well, I wouldn't say dabble, because I do have like a 200 song playlist with just country. I don't know if you guys are like me at all, but I love making playlists on Spotify for no reason, because I never listen to them. So like, I only listen to like the same 3 playlists that I already made, but I keep making playlists for certain moods that I'm like, such specific moods I'm never gonna be in, therefore I never even pay attention to those playlists, but I have them there just in case that might ever happen. I don't know if anyone else is like that. But with that being said, if you do want to check out my Spotify and follow me or whatever, my Spotify is Rio Mendez, and I love following people on Spotify, so follow me if you want. You know, I'm not gonna peer pressure you, but follow me if you want. I'll follow you back. I love seeing what people are listening to. I always stalk people's Spotifys. I'm a really good stalker. We'll get into that in another episode, though. Okay, now the last thing I kind of want to mention about myself is that I am a hopeless romantic to the core, to the very, very bottom of my soul. I love romance. I live for that shit. I would die for that shit. Honestly, I love it so much. You can name every single rom-com in the world. I've probably watched it. Okay, my favorite movie is one of them, well, at least one, I have a lot of favorite movies. One of them is The Notebook. I've watched every single Nicholas Sparks movie, every single rom-com in the world. I've watched it. Every single romantic movie in the world, I've watched it. I love romance. I love romantic songs, romantic dates, romantic people. I live and die for romance. So, since I live and die for romance, now we're gonna really get into what this podcast is all about, sort of. It's not about romance, but sort of in the same department, if you will. This podcast is going to be about just all of my crazy dating experiences, because I've had some pretty insane ones, some pretty intense ones, some pretty funny ones, just things that are just fun to talk about. I love talking about boys, to the point where it's kind of been a problem in some of my past friendships. I remember, like, freshman sophomore year of high school, I used to be that girl that everyone hated being around, because all I would ever talk about was boys and the next boy I was talking to, or the next boy I was obsessed with, or things that happened to me with said boy when me and that boy went on a date, and all of that sort of thing. You know, I used to love talking about boys, but it really did take a lot of my time up. And so this is kind of going to be my way of releasing all of that energy and making it into a podcast. I will use it sort of to collect stories and just a thing to reference sometimes. Like, I think it would be really funny to, like, say to someone, oh, you want to know all about my ex-boyfriend? Blah, blah, blah. Just go to podcast episode 3, or, you know, I don't know. I just don't really want to take up my time with friendships anymore talking about boys. I don't think it's that important. Well, obviously, I think it's important enough to make a podcast about it, but I just think it's funny, you know? I think it's funny talking about it. It's funny to learn from them. I think the more I've said all of my dating experiences out loud, the more I've really learned from them. So this could be a good learning experience for not only myself, but for people listening. I feel like, especially through my last couple of experiences, I feel like people could really learn a lot and just take a lot from it and just not make the mistakes I make, because I make a lot of really silly, stupid mistakes. So that's sort of what we're going to be focusing on in this podcast. I also make a lot of bad choices when it comes to friendships, but I don't like to talk about people in that way. I don't have a lot of respect for boys, so I don't mind talking about them. So that's sort of why I'm doing this podcast. I will not be focusing on girls at all, like, maybe if it's relevant to the story, but that's not really what this is going to be about. That's not really what the vibe of this is going to be about. This is sort of directed at the girls, the gays, and they thems. Like, this is definitely a girly talk sort of podcast, like a girl talk, like you're sitting down with your friend over brunch and they're updating you about their night out, or they're telling you about this boy who they just met and they're, like, in love with. I'm certainly that type of person, but we will be just touching upon all of these crazy stuff. So if you know me and you're listening to this and you have, like, you remember a crazy story I told you or something, or you want me to talk about a certain topic, then definitely let me know. I do have some ideas for future episodes. I think the first episode I'm gonna get right off the bat is definitely a red flags episode, because I just feel like a lot of people need to be enlightened about red flags, especially me. I am infamous for looking past really bright in your face red flags. So I feel like maybe there's people like that out there in the world who need to just have a wake-up call, because red flags are called red flags for a reason. I think red flags and icks are gonna be my second episode Maybe we'll add some green flags or just some things that are good in guys or things I look for in guys, or I don't know, sort of my preferences in the next episode. But yeah, for now, this is sort of what it's going to be about. This is what we're going to focus on in this podcast. And I'm really excited, to be honest. I'm actually so proud of myself because that was such a big chunk. I'm telling you, that was like 5 minutes worth of talking that I don't have to edit because I think I said everything very concise and straight to the point and I didn't ramble. I usually ramble a lot. But yeah, I'm really excited about this. I feel like this could be really fun. Now, I don't anticipate for a lot of people to be listening to this. I'm doing this more for myself. This is going to be sort of like therapy. I can't wait to get into the ex-boyfriends episode. I just have so much to say in that regard. So much to learn. So much dirty laundry to air out, which I will, okay? I will air out all of the dirty laundry. This is going to feel like we're on FaceTime, hopefully. So I have a lot of episodes planned. I did have, you know, a plan to have special guests come in, but everyone's off to college. I moved from New Jersey, you know, so I think from now it's going to be just me. I might have a special guest actually for my red flags video, but we'll just see. So this is it for now. I really want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this, if you are listening to this. I hope this wasn't boring. I feel like it might have been, but just keep in mind, my stories get crazier. You're definitely going to have a laugh. You're going to laugh at me, okay? And that's totally fine. That's the whole purpose of this, okay? This is a laughing experience. This is a learning moment. You know, we're going to look back at this and just think, how silly of me. What a silly goose, right? But again, thank you so much for sticking through this first episode. I hope that you come back and tune in for the next couple of episodes. I have a lot of things planned, okay? For the last time, thank you so much for listening to this. I'm Rio, and I hope you enjoyed this first episode.